Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris. We're out here on the balcony in the beautiful morning sun. And today we're going to talk about negotiation. Now, I'm not talking about negotiating for the family crystal. I'm not talking about negotiating in a business context. I'm talking about the conversations we have with people on a day-to-day basis where we're trying to explain ourselves and be authentic and you know, get what we want, but at the same token not cause the Third World War. So we're talking about negotiating in a more interpersonal level. And it's very important to get this right. Life, in the entirety of life, is a negotiation. And I've created a little three-step process so you can remember this anecdote or this acronym for the future. So the first step is honesty. Now, if somebody says to you, "Would you jump off that cliff, please?" It's pretty easy for you to say, "Well, I don't want to." Because it's pretty easy to be honest with yourself about doing something that puts your life in danger. But if somebody says, "Would you pick me up from the post office?" Which is a really small thing, but can have a major impact on your life. You're going to have to think through this before you answer. The first thing you need to do is be honest with yourself. What do you really want to do? Do you really want to go and pick someone up from the post office, or are you going to do it because you're afraid of the consequences of not doing it, which is also fair enough. So honesty is the first step. And what do I really want? And the question you're asking is, how do I do no harm? So the question when you're being honest with yourself is, how do I do no harm to me? In other words, what's my honesty and how do I respect and value that? What's the other person's request and how do I respect and value that? So if somebody says, "Would you pick me up at the post office?" and you downright say no, you could be cutting off your nose to spite your face. You could be doing something that, you know, short term, that's a really clever thing to say, but in the long term, that's not so clever. So you've got to be honest with yourself. You've got to be honest with, so the first step is, I think, is to say, someone says, "You pick me up for post office," to say, "Well, to be honest with you, I'm a bit busy right now." That's what you're saying to yourself. But you want to do no harm. So you don't want that person to think you don't care. You don't want that person to be left at the post office with a heavy package. You don't want to do hurt them. So with this inclusion of the concept of do no harm, you're trying to do the right thing. Now, everything you do will be right and wrong. So there's good and bad to everything. So this is not a long period of time debating the rights and the wrongs of it. It's just know what you want and be honest with yourself. The second is, if your answer is no, you have to tell them what they want to hear. For example, if I pick you up from the post office right now, I won't have time to pick up the kids from school. Or if I pick you up from the post office right now, I won't be able to have dinner with you tonight because this project I'm working on has to be finished. Or if I pick you up from the post office right now, can you drive the car home because I've got somewhere else to be? You recognize and respect another person's values. Now, it's a Buddhist quote, tell them what they want to hear till they're ready to hear what you want to tell them. And that's basically advocating lie through your teeth rather than do any harm. But it's also called marketing and it's called romance. So it's about telling somebody an answer they may not like, but telling them in a context of what they will like. So this is an attempt to be very kind and do no harm. The third step, if the person says why, and then you tell them what they want to hear, and they still say, well, I still want you to pick me up from the post office. The third step is pick your fights. I had a neighbor who owned restaurants all his life, and we have, in where I live, from time to time, significant street trouble from people who had one too many beers or taken a drug and lost the plot. We have fights outside, people in cars doing all sorts of crazy things, and sometimes when it's happening, I come to the balcony or come to the front step to think, what should I do here? And when my friend who owned the restaurants used to live downstairs from me in the apartment block, I'd say, I'm going to just intervene. And he, as a wise restaurateur, would say, Chris, pick your fights. What he meant by that was, does you getting involved make this worse or better? That's number one. Does the outcome of this really, are you able to really impact the outcome of this? Or is your involvement going to escalate it? And he saved me many unnecessary squabbles with people by suggesting from time to time that what was transpiring would peter out or would sort itself out if I just stayed out of it rather than to get involved. So I think they're the three things I'd like to share with you today, that to say, if you're negotiating the small stuff, make sure you recognize, number one, that you have a truth and that truth is worthy of your own self-respect. And inside that truth is all the emotions like guilt and shame and anger and fear and all that stuff. And to sort through all that, to make sure you know your own truth, you just say, I want to do no harm to me or others. So know what you want. Second one is tell them what you want, but don't tell them in your language, like, no, I'm busy, or no, that's not a high priority for me. Tell them in their priorities, in their values. Not like, oh, by the way, the walk will do you good. if they thought that, and if that was one of their values, they wouldn't be asking for a lift. So it's where are you at, and how can you explain that in their language? And finally, know when to quit. Pick your fights. If not picking a person up from the post office is going to cause them to be, if they protest and they can't accept, tell them what they want to hear until they're ready to. If they can't accept the reason for not coming and they escalate, make a decision for yourself as to whether it's worth the escalation or whether it would be wiser to capitulate and just go and do it. And again, it's about picking your fights, because sometimes you win the battle or lose the war. This is Chris. You have a great day. Bye for now.